If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, baby. If I could turn back time.
60 years ago yesterday, NASA launched the first of four Pioneer spacecraft into heliocentric orbit. That's an orbit around the Sun. The Earth is in heliocentric orbit, for example. Pioneer 6, 7, and 8, and 9, were designed to obtain measurements of interplanetary phenomena from widely separated points in space. Pioneer 6 had a mass of 62 kilograms and carried six instruments. This report from the Voice of America.
The United States launched an unmanned research satellite into orbit around the Sun yesterday. The instrumented Pioneer 6 satellite will study high-speed particles thrown off into space by the Sun. The information it gathers will be vital in protecting future astronauts from dangerous solar radiation and in charting their course to other planets. The Pioneer satellite was carried into orbit from Cape Kennedy, Florida, aboard a three-stage Delta rocket. The Pioneer satellite launch had originally been set for Wednesday, but was postponed to avoid conflict with the manned Gemini mission. This news is coming to you on the Breakfast Show from the Voice of America in Washington.
NASA later reported that all experiments turned on and transmitted as designed. On 1997, March the 31st, the mission was declared complete, and the last contact with the spacecraft came on 2000, December the 8th, a few days short of 35 years after launch. Not bad for a craft designed to last only half a year. Pioneer 7 was launched in 1966 with final contact in 1995. Pioneer 8 went up in 1967. The main transmitter failed in 1995, but contact was made in 1996 via the backup transmitter. The final in the series, Pioneer 9, was launched in 1968. Contact was lost in 1983. A fifth in the series, Pioneer E, was launched in 1969, August 27th, but the first stage rocket failed.